The series on worship, week 1, day 6. What are the uses of external worship? One thing I have desired of Yehovah, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of Yehovah all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Yehovah, and to visit his temple in the morning. Psalm 27. Arcana Celestia 16:18. When a man is in love and charity, he is continually in worship, external worship being merely the effect. The angels are in such worship. With them, therefore, there is a perpetual Sabbath. But man, while in the world, should not fail to be in external worship also. For by external worship, internal things are excited or stirred up. And by means of external worship, external things are kept in holiness, so that internal things can flow in. And besides, man is thus imbued with knowledges, and is prepared for receiving heavenly things, and is also gifted with states of holiness, although he is unaware of this. These states of holiness are preserved for him by the Lord for the use of eternal life, for in the other life all the states of his life return. Arcana Celestia 1798, Section 3. Take the precepts of the Decalogue. The first of these is to worship the Lord God. He who has the life of love or of charity worships the Lord God, because this is his life. Another precept is to keep the Sabbath. He who is in the life of love, love to the Lord, or in charity, keeps the Sabbath holy, for nothing is more sweet to him than to worship the Lord and to glorify him every day. The precept, "Thou shalt not kill," is altogether of charity. He who loves his neighbor as himself shudders at doing anything that injures him, still more at killing him. So too the precept, "Thou shalt not steal," for he who has the life of charity would rather give of his own to his neighbor than take anything away from him. And so with the precept, "Thou shalt not commit adultery," he who is in the life of charity rather guards his neighbor's wife, lest anyone should do her such injury, and regards adultery as a crime against conscience, and such as destroys conjugal love and its duties. To covet the things that are the neighbor's is also contrary to those who are in the life of charity, for it is of charity to desire good to others from oneself and one's own. Such people, therefore, by no means covet the things which are another's. Arcana Celestia 7038. True worship consists in the performance of uses, thus in the exercises of charity. He who believes that serving the Lord consists solely in frequenting a place of worship, in hearing preaching there and in praying, and that this is sufficient, is much mistaken. The very worship of the Lord consists in performing uses, and during man's life in the world, uses consist in everyone's discharging aright his duty in his station, thus from the heart being of service to his country, to societies, and to the neighbor, in dealing sincerely with his fellow, and in performing kind offices with prudence in accordance with each person's character. These uses are chiefly the works of charity, and are those whereby the Lord is chiefly worshipped. Frequenting a place of worship, hearing sermons, and saying prayers are also necessary. But without the above uses, they are of no avail, because they are not of the life, but teach what the life must be. The angels in heaven have all happiness from uses and according to uses, so that to them uses are heaven. Arcana 10,436. The end or purpose of all worship is communication with heaven, and thereby the conjunction of the Lord with man. Arcana Celestia 10452. The Church on earth is instituted for the sole end that there might be communication of the world, or of the human race, with heaven, that is, through heaven, with the Lord. For without the Church there would be no communication, and without communication the human race would perish. Questions. Arcana Celestia 16:18 lists some uses of external worship. Clearly, all these uses should be served by our external worship services. In which of these uses does it seem our worship services are strongest? In which are we weakest? How might we improve in keeping with the teaching that all worship needs to be from the Word? So those uses, again, are that internal things are excited and external things are kept in holiness so that internal things can flow in. And man is imbued with knowledges and is prepared for receiving heavenly things and is also gifted with states of holiness, although he is unaware of this. Question 2. Have you had times when it really felt sweet to worship and glorify the Lord, perhaps at a time of special gratitude? 3. Have you had times when, at least in retrospect, performance of uses and kind offices has felt like worshiping the Lord? Have you had times when you were very thankful to the Lord for letting you, in quotes, help him by performing uses?